And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 31st of August, 2017. It was in 1837 on this day Ralph Waldo Emerson delivered his famous American Scholar address to the Phi Beta Kappa Society of Harvard, telling the students to think for themselves, to create rather than repeat, and not to look to Europe for cultural models. The first radio news program was aired on this day in 1920 on station 8MK in Detroit, which the Detroit News had started up as a kind of trial. 8MK is still in business under the call letters WWJ, still an all-news station. It's the birthday of William Saroyan, Fresno, California, 1908, his parents, recent refugees from the Turkish massacres in Armenia. His father died when the boy was three. His mother put her children in an orphanage in Oakland, and Saroyan spent 5 years there before she was able to claim him again. His mother picked fruit on farms and worked in canneries. Saroyan started selling newspapers on the streets when he was 8 years old. He liked school. He had to leave at the age of 15, so he got his education in public libraries. He wrote a short story when he was in his mid-20s, The Daring Young Man on the Flying Trapeze. It was published in Story magazine. It was a big hit, and he then developed it into a book, which became a bestseller in 1934. William Saroyan, whose books were about celebrating life in the midst of poverty. Towards the end of his life, dying of prostate cancer, Saroyan said, "Everybody has got to die, but I have always believed an exception would be made in my case. Now what?" It's the birthday of Maria Montessori, born in Chiara Valley, Italy, 1870, studied engineering when she was just 13 years old, went to a technical school, then decided to pursue medicine, earned a medical degree, the first woman in Italy to do that. As a doctor, she worked with children with special needs, and she became interested in education. And she believed that children were not blank slates, but that they each had inherent individual gifts, and it was a teacher's job to help children find those gifts rather than dictating what a child ought to learn. She emphasized independence, self-directed learning, learning from peers, and she used child-sized tables and chairs in the classroom. She was opposed to the fascist regime of Mussolini during World War II, so Maria Montessori was exiled from Italy. She spent time in India and then in Holland, died in 1952. She wrote many books about her philosophy of education, including The Montessori Method, came out in 1912. Here's a poem for today by Sally Fisher, entitled Where I Come From. We didn't say fireflies, but lightning bugs. We didn't say carousel, but merry-go-round. Not seesaw, teeter-totter. Not lollipop, sucker. We didn't say pasta, but spaghetti, macaroni, noodles, the three kinds. We didn't get angry, we got mad. And we never felt depressed, dismayed, disappointed, disheartened, discouraged, disillusioned, or anything, even unhappy, just sad. Where I Come From, a poem by Sally Fisher from her collection Good Question, published by Bright Hill Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.